Hi, can I sit with Brian, please?
Who's calling?
My name is Dave. I'm calling from Milestone. How you doing?
Better yourself?
I'm doing actually rather good. Thank you for asking. The reason why I'm calling is because here at Milestone, we finance businesses, and we like to provide it with the most profitable option to help you grow and expand your business. You still with Gonzalez, I'm sorry, with Olvera Logistics, LLC?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. This is, I suppose, a trucking company, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So it's a trucking company. I do have an email here where I'd like to send you the application. It's called, well, what I have here is Brian_Gonzalez33@hotmail.com. Is that the one?
No.
No. Okay. Do you have a new one that I can send you the application to? And if you do, can you please give it to me, phonetic alphabet, Brian? Like A as in Apple, B as in Brian?
Yeah, so it's B as in Brian, R as in Roger, I as in it, A as in Apple, November, G, and O as in Old, L as in Leopard, B as in Victor, E-R-A.
Got it.
34@outlook.com.
At where.com?
Outlook.
Got it. All right, very good. I got it. So I believe that it spells your name and your last name, Brian Olvera, number 34@outlook.com, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, so now we have that your company is a logistic trucking company. What's your monthly revenue gross, not net? What do you estimate that it is?
Between 25 and 33, I think.
All right, so let's do 30K. So we're going to average it at 30K a month. This is a logistic company. Okay. All right. And how long have you been in business?
1 year.
Okay, awesome. How much are you looking to get? What do you want me to put on the application that we're interested in? 20,000, 30,000, 40,000. What are you looking for?
20,000.
20,000 it is. So let's see, 20K. Okay. So this is a very simple application. The only thing that is going to require is your name, the physical address of your business, and also it's going to require you for the last three bank statements. That will be July, August, and September. And that's pretty much it. After that, an underwriter is going to contact you within the next 30 minutes after your submission of those documents. And they're going to structure a business proposal for you. If you like it, then I think we can earn your business. If we are able to get you the best rate and the best terms, you will take the capital as soon as possible, I suppose, right,
yeah.
Brian? And may I ask, are you trying to buy equipment? Are you trying to fix equipment? What are you going to use it for?
Fix equipment.
Awesome. Okay. So there we go. Okay. I'm going to send you, by the way, do you have any time right now? Because we can do it together. I can actually send you the application right now, and you can give me the, you can send me the bank statements, and we can process this. You can get an answer within the next 15 minutes. If you have time right now, are you driving?
No, I have time.
Oh, okay, awesome. So then what I'm going to do right now is repairs. So quickly, aquí, repairs right here. Okay, repairs. Okay, and now we are going to basically just open up my CRM so I can send you everything right now, Brian. Give me just a moment. Okay, new lead. Here we go. Okay, so right now, Brian, I'm going to basically just put all the name of your company goes as Alvera Logistics LLC, correct? That hasn't changed.
Correct.
Okay, so that hasn't changed to that. I'm just going to type it in here real quick on the app, paste. There we go. All right, then your first name is Mr. Brian. There it is. And last name, Alvera. All right. Copy that and put that here. Okay. Best number to contact you at, can you give it to me, area code first, please, Brian?
720.
Mm-hmm.
891-3324.
Okay. 720. 891, I'm sorry, forgive me. I got it right here. Here we go. It's 720-891-3324, right? Got that.
Correct.
Okay, I got that. Okay, here we go. Pasting that right here. Awesome. And I'm going to have that right here. Okay. And email address, you gave it to me at Outlook. We're going to copy this here, paste it. All right. So you do $30,000 a month, and you're looking for $20,000 a month. Okay. Application about to be submitted. All right. In a couple of seconds, we're going to go into your application. All right, here goes, Mr. Brian. Okay, Brian, can you refresh your Outlook email, please, and see if you see it? It's going to be coming from david@milestonefundingcapital.com. You should have it in your inbox right now. Okay. Can you refresh it one more time? Sometimes it takes about 30 seconds. You found it?
No, not yet.
Not yet, okay. I'm going to give it a few more moments. Let's see. But yeah, it's here. App is out. Let's see. Sometimes it takes a little bit, but just in case, I'm going to send you another one just now. Click online. Just got it. Okay, awesome. All right. So now, if you were to open that application right now, open that email, the first thing that you're going to see there is going to say basically your the name of your company, and it's going to say, well, the first in the header, you know, how you doing? This is Dave from Milestone. Please click here. You go ahead and click where it says click here, and from there you're going to see the application, and it's going to tell you the amount that that we are applying for, which is $20,000. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you go ahead and fill up that, that's basically very easy right there. Just fill up. I think it tells you something about what's more important for you, terms, speed, or, you know, you can do whatever you like there, terms or speed. As part of what's more important for you, that simply means, you know, what the terms will be. How long do you want the capital to be for? Or if you want fast, you can do either or. When you pass to the next stage, then after that, you will basically see something that says your full name, the type of they're just going to ask you for your address. Do you see that part there, Brian?
No, I see business details.
Okay. if you click there, you can tell me what you're actually seeing, and then we can go from there. Let's see here, this one.
M35.
Okay. So there are some questions there that, of course, it's only you that should be able to answer or see those. I can't see what you're seeing, but there's a step there where it's going to ask you, once you finish and complete those, the first, I believe in one of those pages, is ask you for your tax ID, and then after that, your address, physical address, where you have the business listed at. Telephone number, which is the one that you just gave me, and once you pass onto that, on the business, after business details, then you go into the owner detail, and it gives you, it asks you all your personal data there. When you finish with that, it gives you the upload documents, which is the three last bank statements that we will load them up, and you just take them from your email address. And you drop them into this drag and drop box that we have there in the application. And you will click where it says click to finish uploading on each statement, and you will see that it will fill up very, very, very easy. If you run into any issues, let me know. And if you have any issues at all whatsoever uploading the bank statements, you can reply them to me or forward them to me to the same email address that you see where I send you this, and I will submit them myself. But the part that I cannot help you with, of course, is your personal information, because that I won't be able to see that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me know when you're done.
Let's see. You need it August, September, and October?
No, October, you're not going to have one. It's not going to be complete. So I need July, August, and September.
Okay. And I have to upload them one by one, right?
One by one, because when you click on it, when you're dropping it, there will be, if you see there, it says click to finish uploading. So once you drop it, you click on that that button there where it says click to finish, and you will see that it will start like uploading it. When it finishes, then it will list it right underneath, and you will see the month, June, July, whatever. And then you do, after the other one, one by one, click, 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 and that's it. Pero con esta no se puede lavar el carro, te lo raya. Oh my lord. Okay, there you go.
Okay, so I got all those in. I just, one of them that says January is supposed to be July.
Okay. But even though that it says January, when we open the statement, it will say July. Okay, awesome. And you already signed the application, I suppose, right underneath, and you were able to sign it right electronically, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to set you up right now on the notes with my senior underwriter. His name is Chris Clark, or possibly you're going to speak with Alec, one of the two. But whoever you speak with, most likely, like I said, I'm going to try to set you up with Chris Clark. But you can talk to them with all about the terms and everything. And basically, in about 15 minutes, you're going to have one of them speaking with you. Hopefully, we can get you funded. If we can get you funded today, you will receive the money within the next 48, 72 hours. Okay, after that, it will be in your account. So I want to thank you for taking the first steps. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. I'll get in touch with Chris and have you call you in the next 15, 25 minutes. Okay. So do expect a call from them. Thank you, Brian.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.